Let's turn our attention to our first conversation and our first topic for the afternoon. And I don't know if you guys are aware, but Africa hasn't had a driver on the Formula One grid in over four decades. We're speaking about 40 years now. But that could soon start to change. A South African initiative is working to create a clear path for young drivers from karting all the way to the top level of the sport. Joined over the phone now by WORR Motorsport founder Wesley Orr. Wesley, thank you so much for the time today. Welcome to Drive. Lovely to have you. How are you?
Oh, good, thanks. Thanks for having me. It's great to have a voice and for you guys to have me on the show.
Oh, it's lovely to have you. We'll make this conversation available as a podcast so people can go and listen to it again. Wesley, let's start with this, shall we? For many years, we haven't seen African drivers in Formula One, which, by the way, is my favorite sport. What do you believe has been missing?
I think that there hasn't been vision. I think everybody's been focused on the wrong thing, and there's been no groundwork at the bottom of the sport, which is the grassroots. So the entry level has been very difficult. You know, I think it's become sort of unaffordable to get in the sport right at the bottom, and our plan is to change that, which we're busy doing. With the right people and the right vision, anything is possible, and I believe that Formula One will see an African driver very, very soon.
Now, before we get into the next question, Wesley, I just wanted to tell us a little bit briefly about WORR Motorsport quickly.
Well, World Motorsport is a passion-driven team. It's built off my experience. I was a four-times karting world champion, lived in Europe, left home, which was sad, and pursued my dream. Unfortunately, I went all the way to A1 GP, and, it came to a road stop. I had no management. I had no support. So from that kind of those obstacles and those challenges I faced, I came back to South Africa, my home, and, looked at the African continent and said, you know what, things need to change. We need to support our athletes with talent, and I'm going to put a team together of people that have got faith in the African agenda, faith in our sportsmen, and we're going to rally behind them, and we're going to make our own Formula One driver. So World Motorsport is basically a team of a group of people that believe that we have the talent, and all we need to do is support the driver all the way to the top.
Mm-hmm. It's all about creating that pathway, obviously, and creating the platform. So you guys are building a pathway from grassroots, from the grassroots level, Wesley. So how does that system actually work for a younger driver that's starting out?
So we have an academy which we've introduced in the last 2 years, which is sort of the most affordable way to get into the sport at this point of time. So we have a channel where they can inquire via our website if they believe they're talented and they want to have a try. And they go into the academy, and from the academy we develop them for 6 months. After the 6 months they move into our race team. And then from the race team, we sort of have a pathway all the way up into the Formula cars. We've even got our own MSA 4 team, which is a new series in Africa, which is basically the Formula 4 of Africa, and it's giving the opportunity for the drivers to have a cost-effective way to get Formula 4, Formula 3, Formula 2, Formula 1. But what the most important thing for us is, we have the FIA now that is recognizing us as an African movement in motorsport. Mm. We've just created our own kart, which is called Karting Africa, which we've manufactured in Europe. So now we want to manufacture in Africa as well. So we want to make it as cheap as possible so we can really scout the talent. There's billions of people in Africa. We've got to be realistic. And why is there not one in Formula One? And it's pure. The reason is because, we haven't had the guys with a vision. And there's definitely the talent. We just need to give them the opportunity.
Mm. You were speaking about making it as cheap as possible, Wesley. And that takes me to my next question, because finances and cost has always been a big barrier in motorsports. So how are you making the sport more accessible for young talent?
Well, we're working with the FIA now. We've proposed a five-country championship within the African continent. And with our academy, we will, take in drivers to see the ability and hopefully in the very near future be able to fund that fully from the FIA and the sponsors that have come on board. At the moment, it's challenging. Anything with tires and fuel costs money, as you know. So we're trying to make it borderline, cost-effective. But, we're bootstrapped at the moment. In the next 2 or 3 months, we got big announcements with big sponsors coming on board and the FIA, which makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. So they are seeing what we're doing. If you believe you're a racing driver and you're young, we're the team to come to because we believe in talent and we're going to try and make it possible for you.
Mm, big things that are coming. You spoke about that historic moment that's coming up in 2026, later this year. Real progress already on and off the track. So what does that say about where this project is heading, just in closing, Wesley?
Sorry, can you repeat that for me? I didn't get the beginning of the question.
Sure, no problem. Said you were speaking about, obviously, an announcement that's going to be coming, so history that's going to be made later this year in 2026. So there's been great progress on and off the track. But I wanted to know from you, just in closing, what does that say about where this project is heading?
Well, you know, it's going to be one of the biggest announcements that Africa's ever seen in motorsport. Unfortunately, I can't disclose everything, but what I can tell you is it's going to give opportunity to youth in African continent for motorsport that's never been seen before. And what I can say, in the next 10 years, we will be seeing an African driver on the Formula One grid.
Wow.
That is absolutely amazing. You know, we are waiting that with bated breath. We can't wait for that. It would be such a celebration, you know, for everyone on this continent. Wesley, where do we go to if we want to access more information, especially, you know, from you and your team at War Motorsport?
Now, look, our Instagram page is one of the most followed racing teams in the world. You can follow us at War Motorsport. It's Wesley Orr, so it's W-O-R-R, Motorsport. Or you can go to our website, warmotorsport.com. Get involved, support us, send us messages. We're responsive. If you have anything you want to know, just let us know, and we'll be more than happy to assist you.
Just take that first step. Guys, promise I'm not going to take any questions, but since I have Wesley over the phone, I knew somebody was going to ask a Formula One question. They wanted to know from you, Wesley, before I let you go. This is not what we're talking about here, guys. Wesley, somebody wanted to know from you, who do you think is going to win the championship this year? Just very quickly.
Antonelli, I believe Antonelli's
going to bring it up. There we go. You heard it from Wesley. Thanks so much for talking to us. We appreciate it. All the best.
Thanks for the opportunity, guys.
It's such a pleasure. We'll talk soon again, Wesley. Thanks, eh?
Ciao.
Bye-bye. That's Wesley Orr. That's O-double-R. And we'd like to thank him for his time. And, of course, all the best for the work that they are doing. And this is all about opening doors for the next generation of African drivers. And he made a promise that very, very, very soon in the future we'll see an African driver on the F1 grid. I mean, there's one person of color currently on the F1 grid. And I'm not saying it because I'm a Lewis Hamilton fan, but he's the only guy of color on the F1 grid. And he's obviously made a name for himself, 7 world championships and all of that stuff. But why is he the only person of color on the F1 grid? Why hasn't anybody asked that question? Different nationalities, obviously. People from Spain, from Brazil, all over the place, Europe, whatnot. But still, in terms of skin color, he's the only guy. And I know, obviously, everybody that follows his career, like myself, he's been advocating for, you know, things like diversity in motorsport. And not just motorsport, but off the grid as well, in the other areas that he's interested in. Wesley has such a rich mind filled with experience and knowledge. Really hope that I could speak to him longer about this. Very, very passionate about it. He's from War Motorsports. That's W-O-R-R Motorsport. That's Wesley Orr. And we'll make this conversation available as a podcast. And obviously, we're hoping that this initiative will continue to work to create a clear path for young drivers from karting all the way to the top level of sport, which is Formula One.